Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing today's daf. Is daf. Hey, we finished daf Daled. We left off at the bottom of the page, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page.
Hey.
We're at the bottom of page Daled Amud Bet. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalema Ba'al Khalim, Bichlanam Khan Dab Raham Khadusha, Adam Khan Kabrifka, Sarabat Munir Shalom. Sarabat Munir Shalom Sarah, David Munachan Yafab, the Brad Rifkab, the Khadir Rifkab, the Sarah Shalom, Sarah Shalom, Shabna Khana, Yafab, Ad Miriam, Yavadam Yafahaya, Sarah Shalom, Sarah Khana, Sim Khan Ben Malka, Riyam and the Khadis, Ram Khan, and the Mansa, and the Mana, which is the Mansa, and the Also, just before we begin, if you're on Zoom, just make sure that you are muted. So that it's not disturbing the recording. Okay, we are at the bottom of the page on Daled Amud Bet 4b. The Gemara says, "My yad le yad lo yinake." The end of the pasuk that we had yesterday, we said, "Toavat Adonai kol givalev." Anyone who has a haughty heart, who is gava, is an abomination to Hashem. And then it finishes, "Yad le yad lo yinake." Hand to hand will not be clean. What does that mean? So Amar Rav, "Kol haba al eshet ish afilu hiknawa kadosh baruch hu shamayim va'aretz kavram avinu." Anyone who sleeps with another man's wife, even if Hashem acquired the world to him, the land to him, like Avraham Avinu, like it says, "Dichtiv be harimoti yadi el Adonai," I will lift my hand up to Hashem, el elyon konesh shamayim va'aretz, the one who he owns, he acquired the whole heaven and the earth. Lo yinakem yidinash l'geinam. That person will still, no matter how high level he is, he still will never get clean from the din in Gehinnom. So the Gemara says, "Kashya lehu ledevei Rabbi Shila, in their Beit Midrash, they had a kushya." It says, "Hai yad le yad lo yinake," hand to hand lo yinake. Why does it say it like that? It should have said, "Yadi lo yinake mi ba'ilei." It should have said, "My hand," because in the pasuk about Avraham Avinu, it says, "Yadi." Harimoti yadi el Adonai. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, let's learn it from somewhere else. Ela devei Rabbi Shila. Ela Amri Dever Bishila, they said, "Afilu kibel Torah ki Moshe Rabbeinu." Even someone who received the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, dichtiv be, as the pasuk says, mimino, from his hand, from Hashem's hand, esh dat lamo. Hashem gave off this fiery, important knowledge, the Torah. So still, lo yinakeh midinan shegeinam, if he did such a grave sin, like eshet ish, he'll never be clean from geinam. So the Gemara says, he'll go straight to the Din of Geinam. So the Gemara says, "Kashya lehu le Rabbi Yochanan." It was difficult for Rabbi Yochanan. Why? It says, "Hai yad le yad, yad mi yad mi ba'ile." It should have said, "Hand from hand." Because in the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? "Mi mino," from his hand. So it should have said over here, "Yad mi yad." El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, rather Rabbi Yochanan says, flipping the Amud, "Afilu oset tzedakah baseter." Even someone who gives tzedakah in private, and the zechut of giving tzedakah in private without anyone knowing, he says, "Tichtiv matan baseter yichpe'af." Someone who gives tzedakah in private when nobody knows, he's able to cause the wrath of Hashem to stop, the anger of Hashem to stop. For what, for 8:15?
Yeah.
Okay, we need it for 9 o'clock. It's in the... Okay, so even that type of person, lo yinakeh midinah shel Gehinam, he still will not be cleaned from Gehinam, that person. So he says, even someone who gives tzedakah in private, if he does eshet ish, zeu. Okay, now the remainder of the daf is going to be all about ga'ava. How bad is ga'ava? That's one of my favorite dapim. It says, azara la gatzeh ruach minayin. Where is the warning for a person not to have ga'ava? Amar aval pasuk says, amar ze'iri, shimu v'ha'azinu al tikbau. It says, listen, don't be haughty. Don't be full of yourself. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, he says, no, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta. He says, you will have a haughty heart and you'll forget Hashem. Uchtiv, and then it says, yishamer lecha, pen tishkach et Adonai levecha. Be careful, lest you forget about Hashem, your God. Meaning, a person who has gava, God forbid, he can forget about Hashem. Uchtiv, Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ilah. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Avin. The Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ilah, kol makom shenemar hishamer pen ve'al. Anytime it says less, be careful, lest or don't, eino ela belo ta'ase. It's referring to a negative commandment. So we are also saying do not have gava. God forbid, could lead a person to forget about Hashem. Darash Rav Avira. Rav Avira had a darasha. Zimni namarla mishmei de Rabbi Asi v'zimni namarla mishmei de Rabbi Ami. Sometimes in the name of Rabbi Asi, sometimes in the name of Rabbi Ami. He says, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach. Anyone who has gava, lasof mitma'et. he will go down and down and down. He will continue going down and down, that type of person. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Romu me'at. It says, Romu means go up, meaning it's like Gaava. If you have Gaava, then me'at, you'll go down. You'll go low. Vishema tomar yeshno ba'olam. Maybe you'll say, okay, fine. The guy will say, okay, I'll minimize. Hashem will take me down if I have Gaava. But I'm going to still continue in this world. The pasuk says, Tamul amar ve'enenu. Hashem will destroy the person. A person who has Gaava, Hashem will take him out. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Ve'im chozerbo. What if the guy at the end, he retracts? He says, I made a mistake. I'm not going to have Gaava anymore. So the Gemara says, Ne'esaf yizmano ke'Avraham Avinu. He will pass away at the time of Avraham Avinu. He won't be like someone who loses his life early. He'll, as the pasuk says, Shneimar, ve'hum mechu kakoli kafetzun. They are crushed like everyone, and they're swept away. Avraham Yitzchak ve'Yaakov dichtiv behu, like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that it says bakol mikol kol. So it's big bracha if he is chozerbo. V'im lav, and if he doesn't retract and he has ga'ava, ukerosh shibolet imalu. It says it's like the head of the stalk that will be chopped. Right, usually the head of the stalk, usually when the farmers come out and they're chopping their, they're reaping their stalk, they go for the head, the ones that are tallest, and they chop those. So he's gonna be, Hashem's gonna take him out. So the Gemara says, "Mayu karosh shibolet." What does it mean, the head of the stalk? So it's a machloket. Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Chad Amar, one of them says, "Ki sasad shibalta," the top of the stalk. Sometimes it grows very, very tall, and what happens when it grows very tall? It can't stand anymore. It breaks. It falls. So that's what he's saying. Sometimes you feel you're so high, you're all the way at the top. You have all of the gava in the world, and then that's when Hashem takes you down. V'chad amar, one of them says, k'shibolet atzma, no, like the stalk itself. So the Gemara says, b'shel v'adam anda amar ki sasad shibolta. Makes sense, but first opinion, he gets very tall, it falls. Hayinu d'chtiv u'kurosh shibolet. That's why it says the top of the stalk, the head of the stalk. Ela l'manda amar ki shibolta atzma. According to the one who says the stalk itself, mayu kurosh shibolet. Why does it say the head of the stalk? What does it have to do with the head? She says, Amar Avasi, v'chen tanet v'er Bishmael. It was taught in the Beit Midrash v'er Bishmael. Mashal Adam shenichnas l'toch sadeu. It's a parable to a person who goes into his field. Gavoah, gavoah, hu milaket. What does he go? He goes and he reaps the tallest parts. So yeah, it's talking about the stalk itself, but he goes and he sees which ones are the tallest and he cuts those off. And Hashem is the same way. Someone who thinks he's all the way at the top and he has gavah, Hashem comes and takes him out. Then the pasuk says, v'eddakau shalrua. Someone who is down to earth, is humble. Rav Huna and Rav Chista, Chad Amar iti daka. One of them says, I will go with, Hashem says, I will take the person who is humble and take him with me. V'chad Amar ani et daka. One opinion says, no, Hashem will go out and be with the person who is down to earth and humble. So the Mistabar Kemanda Amar ani et daka. It makes sense like the latter opinion. That Hashem, if someone is down to earth, Hashem will go out of his way and be with him. Sha'ara Kadosh Baruch Hu inyach kol harim ukva'ot. Hashem left all of the mountains and all of the everything. He left everything and he went and he put his Shekhinah on Har Sinai. Har Sinai is one of the lowest mountains. He didn't bring Har Sinai up for him to be at the highest. He brought himself all the way down. That's how you know that if Har Sinai is low, Hashem is going to bring himself to the person who's low, keeps himself down to the earth. Amar, you think this is good? You haven't gotten started yet. It says, Amar of Yosef, Le'olam yilmad Adam midat kono. Hashem, we should always learn from Hashem. Sha'ara HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyach kol harim gva'ot v'yishra shkinato har Sinai. Hashem left all of the mountains, all of the valleys, and he places shkinah on har Sinai. In the parentheses here, there's a girsa that is erased by the Haga'ot, but every year it's written that he even went and he placed it, he left all of the high trees and he placed his Shekhinah on the little bush when he was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's interesting, even that girsa. So he says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, anyone who has Gaava, Ra'ui LeGadero Ka'Ashera, we should cut him off like Avodah Zara. Dichtiv Hacha, it says over here, V'Rameh HaKoma Gedoim, that those who have Gaava should be severed. Uchtiv Hatam, and it says, by Avodah Zara, V'Asherehem TeGaddeun, that we should sever all of the Avodah Zara. Oh, this one is bad. V'Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, En Afaron Nin'ar, anyone who has Gaava, you will never be resurrected from the dead. How do we know? It's a beautiful pasuk. Shneimar, Hakitzu v'rananu shochene afar. It says, awake, awaken. This is in the times of Mashiach. It says, awaken, get up. In the book of Yeshaya, v'rananu, shout out for joy. Shochene afar, those who are lying in the dirt. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Shocheve be'afar lo ne'emar. It's not the ones that are sleeping in the ground. That's not what it's referring to. It's not saying everyone will get up. Ela shochene afar. Somebody who's a shochene afar. What does that mean, shochene afar? Mishin na'asa shachen la'afar v'chayav. somebody who became a neighbor to the dirt in this world, that person will be resurrected from the dead. Shochene, shachen, he's a neighbor. Meaning, if you make yourself like a neighbor to the dirt, you make yourself like you're nothing. Yeah, we're nobody. If that's how our mentality is, then Hashem will resurrect us. Anyone who has ga'avah, Hashem cries about that person. Gavua, someone who has ga'avah, from afar, it will be known already. A person who sees you from far away, you can tell if a person has ga'avah from very far. Darash Rav Avira, v'item Rabbi Elazar, some say it was Rabbi Elazar. Bo re'esh lo k'midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'midat basar v'adam. Hashem is not like normal people. He's not like human being. Midat basar v'adam gavua ro'et ha'gavua. Ve'in gavua ro'et ha'shafal. In human being, somebody who is very high and haughty, he sees a person who is only at his height. But he doesn't see people who are down low. Meaning, if I'm tall, I see the people who are tall. If I have gava, I see the people who are gava. I look down at the people who are down to earth. Whereas aval midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino ken, Hashem is not like that. Hashem hu gavoah veroe et ha'shafal. Hashem is the highest of all highs, and He sees the lowest of all lows. Shneimar ki ram Adonai ve'shafal yireh. Hashem is the highest, and He sees the lowest. Amar Chista v'yitema mor ukva. Some say it was mor ukva. Kol adam sheyesh bo kasut ha'ruach. Anyone who has gava, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ani ve'hu yecholin nadu ba'olam. He says, I cannot live with that person in this world. Hashem says, I can't live with him. Shneimar milasheni baseter re'eu oto atzmit. This person who has this lashon hara says, that person I will destroy. Giva einayim urechav levav oto leuchal. It says somebody who has gava, that person I can't bear. Al tikre oto, don't say with him or oto him. Ela ito leuchal. I cannot bear it with him. I cannot live with that type of person who has gava. Some say the pasuk is referring to lashon hara. Someone who speaks lashon hara. Shneimar milashani baseter e'o oto atzmit. Someone who speaks lashon hara, Hashem will destroy them. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, anyone who has gaava, afilu ruach kim'a ocharto, even a small little wind, a small little tiny bit of gaava will come in and make him disgusting, will move him, because it's even a small little amount. Over here there's a girsa ovarto. This is different girsa in the Maharsha. Or shovarto, it will break him. Different girsa. Shneimar v'arishayim chayam nigrash. Wicked people are like a driven sea. It says, umay yam sheyesh bo kamar v'yiyot ruach kim'au charto. Or ovarto. If you have an ocean, one little wind will come and blow the waters and make the waters move. So adam she'en bo eler v'yit achat al achat kama v'kama. We only have one revi'it. One revi'it of blood. We only have a little bit of blood. Right, we have only a little bit of blood that our neshama is contingent on, and how much more so? One little amount of gava, how bad it will take us. Amar Rechiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Talmid Chacham Tzareh Sheyebo Echan Mishmana Bishminit. He says, this is his opinion, that a Talmid Chacham needs to have 1/8 of an 1/64 gava. Yeah, a little bit. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Bereda Rishua, Ume'atera Le Kisasa De Shubalta. He says, and it crowns him, like the head of the shibolet, the head of the stalk, like we said earlier. It's a very nice thing if a Tamin Chacham has a little bit of gava. But Amar Rava, Rava says, no way. He says, Beshamta de'it pe, Beshamta de'leit pe. He says, somebody who has gava, has a lot of gava, he'll be excommunicated. Beshamta de'leit pe. Somebody who has no gava, he also will be excommunicated. He agrees, you need to have a little bit of gava. The Gemara comes and says, absolutely not. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, lo mina, velo miksata. Not even a little bit of gava. And this is kach p'saka Rambam. The Rambam was posek like this, that you cannot have even a little bit of gava. Right? This is one of the two sins, not even a little. One of the two midot. So, miz zutar dichtiv beis. And is it something tiny that it says in the pasuk, to'avat Adonai kol gevalev? It's an abomination to God, anyone who is haughty. How can you take that lightly? How can you say that you can have a little bit? God forbid. Amar Chizkiya, ein tfilato shel adam nishmat, ela yim ken mesim libo kebasar. A person's tefillah will only be answered if he places his heart like meat, like flesh. What does that mean? Flesh is rach. Rashi says it's soft. And it's not like a hard evan. It's not like a stone. You should make yourself soft and emotional. Pray to Hashem, Shneimar v'ayam ide chodesh bechodesho, yavo kol basar lishachavot. All of the flesh will come to pray every month. What does that mean? It's saying, it's showing you that the flesh, you have to be like flesh. Amar bizera, basar k'tiv beven yirpa. By tzarat, when it says the word basar, flesh, it says it will be healed. Adam lo k'tiv beven yirpa. Where it says man, it doesn't say he will be healed. Why? So it's hinting to us that someone who is basar, who's soft, low, down to earth, that person will be healed from tzaraat. Somebody who's like Adam, he's like the Adama, he's like hard and dirt, he's not soft, he has gava, that person will not be healed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Adam, when you see the word Adam, it's abbreviation for Efer Dam Mara. Efer is dirt, Dam is blood, and Mara is like a bitter substance. Basar, when you see the word Basar, Bushas Ruchar Rima, it's embarrassment, disgustingness, and worms. Ikad Amri, some say no, Basar, the sin, you can really read it as a shin, Sheol, like Gehinam, it's one of the worlds in Gehinam, Tichtiv Beshin, as it's written with a shin. Amar Avashi, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, anyone, it's basically saying how bad those things are, how low your person should be, because the abbreviation is telling you how low a person should be. Amar Avashi, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, anyone who has Ga'ava, the Sof Nivchat, at the end he will go down, his importance will go down levels. And Rashi says, "V'na'aseh pachut ba'anashim," he'll become the least important of his friends. The least important. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'laset v'lasapachat." This is regarding tzara'at. So the Gemara says, "V'ein set ela lashon ga'ava." Set is referring to ga'ava, gavoa. Ela lashon gavoa. Shneimar ve'al kol ha'arim haramim ba'kol ha'gavot ha'nisaot. All of the high mountains and all of the exalted hills, nisaot, set over here is exalted, it's high. This person has gaava. Ve'in sapachat, ela tefela. When it says sapachat, that's secondary. Shneimar, sefacheni na elechat akeunot leichol patlachim. It says, attach me, allow me to join with one of the kohanim, the keunot, to eat bread. Sefacheni, sapachat, is referring to being secondary, he's not the primary. He's going to become less important if he has gaava. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, this is the last piece of Gava. Bo ro'eh kama gedolim nemuchei haruach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's come and see how amazing, in the eyes of Hashem, He sees the humble people. Shebeshah shebeit HaMikdash kayam, at the time that the Beit HaMikdash is still built, Adam makriv ola, schar ola v'yado. A person sacrifices an ola, he has the reward of an ola. Mincha, schar mincha v'yado. He has a sacrifice, he has the reward of a mincha. Somebody who has humble, it is as if he sacrificed all of the korbanot. Shneimar, zivche Elohim, ruach nishbara. Says that the zivche Elohim, the sacrifices are here. The zivche, maybe desires of Hashem. The korbanot that go to Hashem. Or what does he desire? He desires when a person has a ruach nishbara. It's when it's a spirit of humility. That's what Hashem desires. Those type of korbanot. Velo od, and not only that, ela she'en tefilato nim'eset, is that Hashem doesn't hate his tefillah. There's some people that Hashem doesn't like their tefillot. But if people are down to earth, no matter what, Hashem loves their tefillot. Shneimar, or doesn't hate them. Shneimar, velev nishbar v'nitke Elohim lo tivze. Says, a broken down heart, and down to earth heart, Hashem will not hate it. It won't despise. Yeah. V'amar b'shov ha'nevi, kol hasham or chotav alam hazeh. Somebody who makes decisions, he evaluates his actions in this world. Zochev ro'ei b'yeshuato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will see the Yeshua of Hashem. Shneimar v'sam derech ar'enu b'yeshua Elohim. Someone who orders his ways, I will see the Yeshua of God. Al tigar v'sam, don't see orders, don't read it as orders. Ela v'sham, he appraises his ways, sham derech. He appraises his ways to be in that certain way. And that person will see Hashem's ways, right? So Rashi says, what does that mean? Mechashev hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara. It's like the Pirkei Avot says, you should think, okay, if I do this mitzvah, what's the reward going to be? Mechashev, the hefsed of the mitzvah, if I lose out on this mitzvah, what reward could I have gotten? The loss of the mitzvah and the reward for the mitzvah, let's see. He always thinks about this mitzvah like that.
He gets salvation.
The person will get salvation. Then we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ketzad mikanela." How does he warn? We said in the Mishnah, he tells her, "Don't go with this man." And if she goes with her in private for a certain amount of time, like we explained on the previous daf, then she becomes tmeah. So the Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha." This is difficult. Amart, you said in the Mishnah, "Amarla bifnei shnayim." If he says in front of two witnesses, "Al titavri mish ploni," don't speak to this man. So what do we see from there? Alma dibur stirahu. It sounds like speaking is the going in private, is the stira. That's what it's referring to. V'hadar tani, then it said, Dibraimo, if she spoke to that man, adaini muter de veita muter de chol v'truma, she's still permitted to her husband, and if her husband was a kohen, she's still allowed to eat truma, because she didn't go in private with him. So what do we see? Alma dibur lo klomu, that speaking to the man is nothing. So which one is it? is speaking to the person something? Does it really count as anything? Or speaking to that man you're not supposed to speak to, is it not count for anything? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. This is what he meant to say. Al tidaberi, if he said, don't speak to her with Dibra, and she spoke. Or Al tidaberi v'nistera, or if he said, don't speak to her, and she went in private with him. Al tisatteri v'dibra imo, or she said, don't go in private with him, and she just spoke to him. Adain muter lebeitav muter lechol v'truma. She's still allowed back to her husband, and she's permitted to eat truma if the husband is a kohen. Nichnesa imo lebeit haseter. Once, if she told him, don't speak to him, don't go in private with him. So he said, don't go in private with him. If she went in private and she waited the amount of time it takes to sleep, she's not allowed to come back to her husband and she's not allowed to eat shurma again. So if he told her, the only way it works is if he said, don't go in private with this person and she went in private, that's stira. That's what the problem will be. Speaking to him is not a problem. Meaning it's probably still not a tsanua thing to do, but it's probably not what stira is. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Dalet Amud Bet by talking about Ga'ava, and pretty much a good portion of the daf was all about Ga'ava. And that person who has Ga'ava, it's like forgetting Hashem, it's like Avodah Zarah, we have to cut that person off. That person, the Gemara said, he will not be resurrected from the dead if he has Ga'ava. And the Gemara went on and on and on, saying that Hashem doesn't want to live with that person. The Gemara machloket, if a Talmid Chacham should have a little bit of Ga'ava, the Gemara said, no, we hold that you do not have a little bit of Ga'ava. And that was pretty much all of the subject of Ga'ava. Then, as we got, and we talked about the importance of humility, we said somebody down to earth, somebody who's humble, it's like he sacrifices all of the sacrifices in the world. Right? Then, towards the end of the daf, we got into this question in the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, don't speak to the guy. And then it said, if she spoke to him, then it's not, she's still muter. So which one is it? Is speaking a problem or not? The Gemara answers by saying, no, speaking is not a problem. It's only a problem. It only becomes a problem of sota whenever he tells her, don't go in private with this person. And she goes in private with that person. Then he can bring her to the Beit HaMikdash and do the whole sota process. Okay? Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.